Good morning, my name is Tatiana Anhold, and I'm talking to Aleš Bulir, Deputy Chief of the European and Middle Eastern Division of the IMF Institute for Capacity Development, who is currently at the JVI teaching his course on macro-fiscal modeling and analysis. Aleš, would you like to tell us a little more about what this course is about?
Good morning, Tatiana. As always, it's a great pleasure to be in Vienna. The course that we are currently teaching builds on the more policy-oriented course on macroeconomic management and fiscal policy, MFP, and focuses on a few selected topics. We introduce several analytical and modeling techniques that are either not covered or are covered in less detail in other courses that we teach here in Vienna. For example, we estimate fiscal multipliers, study fiscal sustainability in a stochastic environment, calculate alternative measures of cyclically adjusted and structural balances, and finally, we model fiscal stabilizations in emerging market countries. But it's not only about empirical analysis. We'll also talk about the role of fiscal councils and fiscal rules, the fiscal impact of financial crises, among other things. Sounds exciting, doesn't it?
It does, Aleš. It definitely does. And now that we better understand the content of your course, what would be the target audience? And who do you think would benefit the most from your course?
Well, the specific course is designed for economists in ministries of finance and central banks who are involved in the fiscal topics I just mentioned. For example, in the current offering of this course, we have government officials from 21 countries, most of whom are from ministries of finance. Several of them are officials in supervisory positions who prepare surveillance documents, budget analyses, or medium-term fiscal frameworks, all of which have to be backed by rigorous technical analyses.
If I were to apply for this course, Aleš, are there any prerequisites?
Well, as I mentioned, this is a more technical course than usual. While we try to provide lots and lots of intuition, the successful participant should have some experience with the technical analysis and tools that go with such analysis. I would recommend potential participants to take first the course on macroeconomic management and fiscal policy, and possibly also the course on macroeconomic diagnostics or macroeconomic forecasting.
So having spent two very fruitful weeks here in this course, participants go back to their institutions. Do you think they can use the new skills and knowledge in their daily work?
I certainly hope so. That's why we designed the course this way. One caveat, though. We are not giving participants a fish to fry. We try to teach them how to fish. What I mean by this is that we familiarize them with cutting-edge techniques, but you cannot simply go home and reproduce these results with your data. The techniques are tools that should help you to think through the problems, but you will need to adjust analyses for the specific factors in your home country. One final thought. The macrofiscal modeling analysis course is not an easy course to teach. All of the lecturers have to prepare carefully for each lecture and each of the six workshops. And participants will also need to work hard. Experience shows that those who participate the most during the course tend to benefit the most.
Okay, and you mentioned earlier that this is quite a technical course. So what kind of software package do you need?
We work mostly in the eViews and MATLAB environment. We also use Excel and do presentations in PowerPoint. But I really don't want to scare the participants. We provide sufficient introduction to eViews and MATLAB so that even those who are not very skilled with these packages can participate in our workshops.
At the end, we should mention that this course has been extremely popular among the participants. So we do wish you, Aleš, further success with this course and with all your other courses. And we do hope to see you back to the JVI as soon as possible.
Tatiana, thank you. It's always a pleasure to be here in Vienna.